Happy to be joined now by Drew Romenda, Oilers color analyst for Sportsnet West. Drew, thanks so much for this. So, I mean, I get a sense that the Oilers fans are not exactly enamored with this deal. It's tough to sell a fan base on a guy who had 18 points a year ago, I imagine.
Yeah, it's if you're looking just from a straight player-to-player deal, obviously the more talented player is going to New Jersey. Even they play different positions, but Adam Larson is something the Oilers need, a right-handed, big shooting defenseman, a smart player, a guy that can move the puck, a guy that competes hard, and can be physical. They're losing a left winger that is a almost 30 goal scorer a year, one of the top left wingers in the league, and he's the alpha dog in the Oilers organization. He has been since he's been there. Things have changed. Now, you know, they called it oil change. Well, you got your culture change now coming up with Taylor Hall leaving. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah.
Because what happens to me, obviously, is that this opens the door for Milan Lucic to sign as an Edmonton owner. He was in Edmonton yesterday, visited all over the place, was wined and dined, and showed the big new building, and from all reports, was a very positive experience. So there must be a confidence with Peter Chiarelli and the Oilers organization that they can sign Milan Lucic, because why would you give up a player like Taylor Hall if you can't replace a guy like Taylor Hall? It always ends up, if you trade a guy like Taylor Hall, you always end up looking for a guy like Taylor Hall. So I'm thinking that the next shoe to drop is that on July 1st, on Friday, Milan Lucic becomes an Edmonton Oiler.
Yeah, you mentioned culture change and oil change and trying to change something in Edmonton, because it's been so rotten the last few years with all these high draft picks, and it's just never come together for them. And I never thought that Taylor Hall was one of those problem guys, a guy that was part of the problem. Is that your sense of things, or is it just a factor of, hey, you got to do something to shake things up? Or are there significant off-ice dressing room things that this accomplishes by moving Taylor Hall?
Well, the one off-ice thing it does accomplish in the dressing room is certainly opens the door and paves the way for Connor McDavid to step up and be the guy. Like I said, the alpha dog is gone from the room, and now Connor's got the opportunity to step in and maybe be captain next year, which I don't think is a long shot, and take over the team. He's another guy who's a terrific leader, who is the team that, from what I understand, is when everybody was leaving, and even Taylor said it when they were doing the exit interviews, this is Connor's team. So it does pave the way for that to happen. As far as anything is of a bad act or anything like that, you know, Taylor took tons of abuse from people because they were looking for somebody to blame regarding the Oilers' failures to be able to make the playoffs or win a lot of hockey games. But over the last 2 years, and especially last year with Todd McClellan and that coaching staff, I saw tremendous growth in Taylor as a player and as a person. He's, again, when you look at it, it is the player-for-player trade. It just doesn't make it doesn't make much sense. I think what you have to do for as an Oilers fan is step back and wait for that to be a finished, complete picture, because I think this is just the first stroke of the brush on the canvas for Peter Chiarelli. But one thing had to happen is that culture in that room had to change. It is just had to, because you can't keep going and trying to win games and try to make the playoffs with the same group of personnel that have not been able to do it for the last number of years.
Yeah, I'm with you that they obviously needed a change. It's just still, again, shocking to me that this is all done for Milan Lucic and Larson. Like, I guess you can say, hey, we're looking at this as a total package situation. It's both these guys. But from an outsider's perspective, I mean, if I'm in those shoes and you're telling me I can get Lucic and Larson for Taylor Hall, I still view this as a non-win for the Oilers.
I'm not so sure on that one. I'm not condemning Taylor Hall, but the things I've heard about Milan Lucic, and I used to work for Dean Lombardi in San Jose way back when he was general manager and I was assistant coach. I've got friends in L.A., and all they do is talk about how great of a person and great of a teammate and how much of a leader Milan Lucic is. And when you look at what Milan Lucic can bring to a team, he brings a lot of the things that the Oilers are missing. Now, talent-wise, it's sure, I'll give the nod to Taylor, but Milan does have a few intangibles that Taylor does not have, and something that the Oilers desperately need. And Milan's one. Milan has been there. Milan's won the big trophy, and he competes like an SOB. And all of a sudden, if you got Milan Lucic and Connor McDavid together, that's not a bad combination. That Todd McClellan can put in Jordan Eberle there as well, and you've got something for the next at least 3 to 4 years. Who knows how long the contract's going to be if they are able to sign Milan? It'll probably be a 6-7 year deal. The first 3-4 years is going to be a good contract because of his foot speed. It's going to certainly wear out in the later years. But initially, in the first, you know, majority of his contract, it'll be a good deal. And having Adam Larson, a right wing, a right-handed shooting defenseman, which, as you guys know, they desperately need somebody back there that can be solidifying on the right side. In the long run, I think it's, yeah, talent-wise, maybe you're right. But I think overall, team-wise, it might be the pieces of the puzzle you need to start moving forward and competing for a playoff spot.
Drew, thanks so much for this. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys. Great talking to you.
Cheers.
Likewise. There's Drew Remenda, Oilers color man for Sportsnet West.